This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Mary Louise Kelly. Now, it's not often we get to report on London cocktail party capers, but last night saw one of the more surreal episodes we can remember. The American writer Jonathan Franzen was at a book party at the Serpentine Gallery. This was the UK launch of his new novel, Freedom, when two men appeared, snatched the glasses right off the end of Franzen's nose, handed him a ransom note that read, $100,000, your glasses are yours again, and then fled. Jonathan Franzen is on the line with us now from London, and let me let you pick up this story. You're at this party. When did you realize something was afoot?
Somebody shouted, Channel 4, and grabbed the glasses from my face, and took off running, and I actually thought, because I was suddenly blind, I thought it was my editor warning me that Channel 4 from the BBC had arrived. So I trotted after this person and knew something was amiss only when I saw him leap a 5-foot fence and disappear into the trees.
Wow. So you thought this was like a glamour shot and he wanted your glasses off because a TV film crew had arrived?
Or maybe they weren't supposed to be there and he was trying to hide me or something, and the easiest thing was just to snatch my glasses. I was not actually handed the ransom note. Somebody else was. I found out about that later, but several people gave chase and managed to trap this person against the Serpentine, which is a body of water in Hyde Park. And before long, the police were involved, and there was a police helicopter because a helicopter was involved, yes.
Because of the theft of your glasses?
Well, no. I think that the fear was that this person had gone into the water in an effort to escape and might perish in the water.
Uh-huh.
And he was eventually coaxed out of some bushes, and a very nice police officer showed up about half an hour later where I was having dinner and gave me the glasses back unharmed. And it's actually not as weird as what had been going on a few days earlier when the entire first edition of the UK edition of the book had to be recalled for pulping.
A typesetting error in the first edition, yeah. It's been quite a week for you in London.
A typesetting error. Yes, exactly.
Quite a week for you. Well, but let me get back to these culprits who were cornered behind the bush after they swam across the lake in Hyde Park. I gather you're not pressing charges.
Oh, absolutely not. No. No hard feelings.
Any idea
to the 70s. It seemed like a streaker almost, or maybe like somebody who, and I was grateful that they had not put a cream pie in my face, but had just stolen the glasses.
Just temporarily blinded you at your book launch.
That's right.
Well, are you able, Jonathan Franzen, to maintain a sense of humor about all this, or does this make you want to stay home the night of your next book launch?
No, I've been laughing through the whole thing and observing the anguish secondhand. The publisher was very anguished about the disastrous printing error, and what higher compliment can you get for your eyewear than to have someone grab it from your face?
It is very distinctive eyewear. You show up in the press a lot. Just describe the glasses in question for us.
Well, they're sort of heavy brown horn-rimish sort of things that if I take off, I become entirely invisible, not only to other people, but also more or less blind as a bat without them, so to myself, too.
Well, but this is a story with a happy ending.
Exactly.
Glasses back and on to the next stop on the book tour.
Terrific, yes.
All right, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
That's the writer Jonathan Franzen. He is on book tour in London for his new novel called Freedom, and he was talking with us about the theft of his eyeglasses last night.